Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Blair reaches second base with a double. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. QL steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. West moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Turner reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Blair, who tags Turner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. West scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. West takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to third. Pete Suter now playing second base. Jack Walesa now playing shortstop. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. West scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Jim Castiglia pinch hits for Lum Harris. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. West takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Rigney covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Turner scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Moses steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball towards right. Moses settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moses. Vallow moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Suter strikes out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.